1. First Winter. It was still snowing hard on the morning of December 25th, a day of Christmas celebrations. People all over the world would be spending time with families or lovers, while some fortunate students here would spend it with their boyfriends and girlfriends. Speaking of, it was almost time for the date I'd agreed to go on. I started getting ready, taking care to groom myself properly. "I've been here over 8 months now, huh?" I muttered. Time had flown since I enrolled at this school. Maybe I enjoyed being here, at least a little. I gently opened my balcony window, letting in a cold wind. I heard girls laughing. It sounded like they were heading to Keaki Mall. I should probably get going. It was already past 11 o'clock, and I'd promised to go out with Sato Maya today. I had no idea what, if anything, was going to happen, but I had a feeling that this day would be significant. Falling in love with someone. Considering them precious. Sharing happiness merely by being together. Elation. I wondered whether I'd ever be able to experience such strong feelings. This winter vacation story began on December 23rd, the day before Christmas Eve.
2. Love's Arrow. December 23rd. Clear skies. I woke up feeling great, so refreshed that I almost couldn't believe it. Even though I'd just gotten out of bed, I felt as though I was still dreaming. I felt different. What had changed exactly? If someone asked me, I'd have said nothing at all. But that wouldn't really have been true. There had been a change. A dramatic one. I, Karuizawa Kei, was now free of my horrible past. No, that wasn't it. It was more like I'd gained enough power to overcome that past. It had happened yesterday, after the second semester's closing ceremony. Ryuin Kakeru summoned me to the roof and bullied me viciously. It sounds lame when I say it like that, but it's the truth. Faced with his cruelty, I hit rock bottom. I thought I was cursed, doomed to hell once more. I'd run to this school in search of salvation, only to be trapped all over again. I learned shocking things that day on the roof. I learned that Kiyotaka had goaded Manabe and her friends into bullying me. At first I felt despair, then anger. But in the end, I was saved by Kiyotaka. When I left the roof, the former student council president and Chabashira-sensei were waiting for me. They didn't say much, but they were considerate, taking care to avoid attracting attention. If it weren't for them, I probably wouldn't have made it back to the dorms. They told me that they were acting on Kiyotaka's instructions. Maybe they knew that was the only way to put me at ease. I thought of what had happened on that rooftop. If I'd had the power to shake off my past, I wouldn't have been afraid. No one would have discovered who I was in junior high. But that wasn't really true, was it? This was my fault, too. I'd acted arrogant to make myself look big and strong. No wonder Manabe and her friends had hated me. My attempts to save myself from bullying just got me bullied again. I sighed. Not a bad sigh, exactly. A sigh filled with emotion? I didn't know how to describe it. I was certain of only one thing. Whether I was asleep or awake, Kiyotaka was always on my mind. Since yesterday, I hadn't been able to stop thinking about him. Even though I didn't have a fever, I felt hot. I closed my eyes, trying to suppress that heat. Ayana Koji Kiyotaka. First year, Class D. At first, I hadn't noticed he even existed. He was just a background classmate, that's all. Some classmates thought he was cool or whatever, but I wasn't interested. Besides, they forgot Kiyotaka soon after.